have the last piece of Gemara on Daf Tes before the new Mishnah, and it's going on the last part of the Mishnah Daf Beis. The Mishnah talks about maybe get earlier the Medina Sayam, the Takana, Befani Nechta, Befani Nechtam, and the details relating to that, and then the Mishnah concludes with how maybe get the Eretz Yisrael. In that case, in it Sarach Shiyom, Befani Nechta, Befani Nechta, that the Takana was not required in the Eretz Yisrael. And the Rabba, for his reason, for Rava, for his reason, there was no takana b'fana in Eretz Yisrael that became Lishma, between Lekaimo. Then the Mishnah adds the following. So what does that mean? That means that the get is presumed to be a kosher get. She can be married. The imbiashal of Orim, if there are complaints that are lodged against the get, that claim that the get is not valid, then Yiskayim b'chosma. Then you have to be mekayim the get. Right now it's get she'enu mekuyim. You have to do kiyum on the get. Rashi says on the Mishnah, what the Gemara is going to say lemaskana, nyeshel of orin shabam ma'arashu mezuyif, but the Gemara is going to go through hoshak v'tari now exactly what orin are. Rashi tells us what the maskana is. Rashi says he's kayim b'chosma on the Mishnah, meaning kiyum shtaris. How do you do kiyum shtaris? Rashi gives us two of the methods of kiyum shtaris, and ya'idu ha'edim ha'chasim as yedeyim. We'll see Rashi here as well is going to say this. If the edim themselves recognize their own signatures, o'edim acherim yakiru chasimasam. Or if other edim will recognize the chasimos, then it's kosher. There's another method that Rashi omits. It was pointed out obviously this morning in the during Seder, noted that there's another example that Rashi doesn't say, which is what's called dimui chasimos. Ksav yadam yotzi mimakam acher. If you have another document that has these same signatures, and you know that it's the same signatures, and it checks out, that's another way to do kiyum. Rashi doesn't mention it for some reason. Rashi mentions the Edom themselves recognizing it, or other Edom recognizing the chasimos. In Eino Avorin, Rashi concludes, mistama kasher, we assume everything is fine, because Bikin Lishma is, you have Bikin Lishma in Eretz Yisrael, the Edom is singing Kaimo because of Bati Din Mikvu. That's Rashi and the Mishnah. Now the Gemara is going to probe further exactly the meaning of Orin. Says the Gemara, Irer Kama. What exactly is it that requires this Kaiba Chosma? What is the error? What exactly is, what is the error defined as? How many Edom? Who is it? So the Gemara goes through a Shakivitari, Ilema Ir Chad. If you tell me it means only one aid, one individual is lodging an error against the get, so that can't be, that would not qualify as an error. Because the Omer of Yochanan, Divri Hakol, ain't error pachos mishnayim. Rabbi Yochanan set a rule that error can only be no less than two. So the Gemara rejects that possibility. Where Rabbi Yochanan said it is, according to Rashi, not known. The Gemara quotes in a number of places, V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, but we don't know where Rabbi Yochanan actually said those words. But Lemaisa, where does the Gemara mention Rabbi Yochanan? In a number of examples. Here is one example with regard to the get, that there's an era saying that it wasn't a good get. Then you have it also mentioned in Kedushin, Ayin Gimel, with regard to the kashrus of a Vlad, when it says that the Chaya, the one who's having the baby come to be born, is nemenis to say the status of the Vlad is a Kohen, a Levi, a Nasin, a Mamza, whatever she says, she has a nemenis. But says the Gemara there, the Braisa, the Rav Chisda, and the Braisa, Bamedvar Mamurim, Shelo Koro Le'ashem Iwer. It's only if there wasn't an error that would have been issued to say that maybe the Vlad is not a kasher, then she can say he is kasher, he is a Kohen, whatever. Of a karla ira in the menace. Where it says ira demai. What kind of ira are we talking about? If it's an ira chad, hamar b'yochanan in your prochus mishnai. So that is one makar where it gets mentioned. The other makar is in Ksuvis and Bava Basra, relating to also to the kashrus of a person to be presumed as a kohen. The Mishnah says in Daf Chav Gimel, there in Ksuvis, that there are two tanoim that weigh in, and one says that ein malim lekuhuna al pi ed achad. But then Rav Elazar says that's the makam sheish orin. But ben makom shein orin malin kuna pied echad. You can establish a person to be a Kohen even if it's by virtue of one eid, if there's no orin. And then you have a later Tana that says also malin kuna pied echad. Says the Gemara and daf chavav my nafkamina between the two Tanayim. Both of them are saying that without orin, you can be malin kuna pied echad. So Gemara has a possibility that it rejects. The Gemara says, isn't that the same opinion as before? Maybe the nafkamina between the two Tanaim would be in Irachad. Rabbi Lezer Savar, Irachad would also take away the namanus of an Eidachad. If Irachad raises, it qualifies as an Ir. Shem Gamliel says, no, Iratrei, meaning Irachad, you could still have an Eidachad be machshir, because it doesn't count. So that's machokus, whether Irachad is an ir or not. Amar Rav Yochanan, and it's interesting, when the Gemara quotes it here, there's two more words that are used in prefacing Rav Yochanan's statement. Amar Rav Yochanan, divrei hakol ein ir pachas mishnai. Now, with that girsa, one would perhaps get the impression, and that's what Tosis is going to say soon by us, that Rav Yochanan actually said it on that case, because divrei hakol sounds like all agree. So what does he speak? Who's all agree? Who are the Tanayim that we're talking about? So one of the possibilities could be these very two Tanayim don't make the machokas about that issue. But it does sound like the Gemara is quoting it about Rav Yochanan saying somewhere else, but where's that somewhere else? We don't know. So whether or not it was on that particular case, which is what Tosis assumes, and then Tosis has to discuss how can it be applied to our case, how you equate them. But L'chura, the most basic thread that unites all these three cases in Rabbi Yochanan's statement is what? That there's a presumption. The presumption is that the Vlad is kosher. Comes an ear and says the Vlad is not kosher. There's a presumption that the person is a Kohen. And then there's an ear and says he's not a Kohen, he's a Cholo. In our case, there's a presumption, the Eretz Yisrael, that the get is fine. It doesn't have Kiyom, but we at this point we assume it's fine. Then there's an ear that says that it's mezuyif, that it's not a good get. So the question is, does an ear echad qualify to detract from that presumption that we had before? That's the chura, the common link into all these examples. It says Rav Yochanan, ein ear pachas mishnayim tevihako, not tevihako. In other words, what the purpose of the ear is to be able to erode that which we thought to be a becheskas. There was a becheskas that we assumed that the get is a fine get. It's a becheskas that we assumed the person was kosher, was a kohen. And now there's an era that says otherwise. Is that enough to erode that becheskas? That's the chiddush Rabbi Yochanan. And this explains the following, because at first glance, what's Rabbi Yochanan telling me? Comes Rabbi Yochanan, the chiddush, whatever he said, ein ear pachas mishnayim. Okay, don't we all know from the Chumash? Well, Yochum Eid Echad Be'ish. We know that Abishnaim Eidim Yochum Davar. We know that Eidus is Shnaim. So why would anyone think that Ir Echad is an Ir, that Yochum doesn't tell me otherwise? What's the Teretz?
It's not really the same.
Because it's not the same as a regular Eidus. A regular Eidus means he's coming to inform us of a Yediyah that we should take on to be Emes. So you want to now give us information of Eidus. Eidus is Shnei Eidim. Okay, Eid Echad has certain halachas. For certain halachas, he's believed. Shvua, but in terms of basically, Nemanus is Shnei Eidim. Here, we're not talking about Eidus per se. We're talking about the koach of the Eid Echad to make what's called an error. Error means to detract, to erode that which we took on to be the default chazak. So perhaps one could have said Iruchad is also an error, meaning it's not Eidus. Of course it's not Eidus. Eidus is Shnayim. But it's enough to create now a compromising that chazaka that we thought we had. Whether it's Cheskas Avisa by Kohen, whether it's Cheskas Avlad, whether it's Cheskas Haget. Comes Rav Yochanan and says, no. It has to be an Iratrei. Even for the purposes of making an ear of Eid Echad is not sufficient. Second, with this in mind, I think we can answer a very simple question. One can ask a pshat question here. Within this half min of the Gemara, that Ilei Ma'ir Echad, suppose we didn't have Rabbi Yochanan. So what would we say? Psat Mishnah is that in Yeshel of Orin, meaning an Eid Echad comes and says that this get is not valid. So what's the result? What's the halacha? Says the Mishnah, Yiskayim Bechosmav. What do you need to do? You need to Mekayim the Chasimos of the get. And now you know that the get is in fact legitimate. Anything short of that wouldn't work. The question is, why do you need to do Kim Chasimos of the Eidim? Do the following. Bring one Eid that will neutralize the Eid Echad. And now the Eid Echad is no longer valid. He can't stand anymore. He's contradicted. So we should be back to where we were before. Before there was an era, the get is presumed fine, everything is fine. Comes an Eid Echad and he's Ma'ar. Comes another Eid Echad and says, no, the get's fine. What do you need? Two Eidim. What if the Mekayim the get with two Eidim? Just have one Eid say against what the first Eid said. Or, to make it even more strong, who do we have? We don't have to pull a new Eid out of thin air. Who do we have here? A Shliach HaGet, HaMevi Get Be'er Yisrael. Okay, so L'maisa Ner Yisrael, you don't have to say B'fani Nechta, B'fani Nechta. So the truth is we can ask the follow. So let him say B'fani Nechta, B'fani Nechta. That's a kasha that's kind of hinted at in the Tosus Vid. Let him say B'fani Nechta, B'fani Nechta. We know we have the Sahanis. In Eretz Yisrael, you can say it, and it works. And if you have the funny Lech Me'nechtam, the era doesn't work. You don't need it. It won't accomplish it. So now let him say B'fana. So on that question, the Tosus Rid answers, what is the answer? It's too late. It's too late. Once he's already bringing the get, he can't say B'fana, and he has to deal with the sugyas earlier that we had with Kesed Yasa and all of that, and he has a chidush. After era, you can't go and say B'fana. Okay, leave that out. Leave out B'fana. But if he's a Shliach HaGet, what is he obviously standing for? What is he saying, in effect? What is he saying? That this is a legitimate get. It wasn't forged by the woman. I'm a Shliach HaGet. So let the very existence of the Shliach, who basically tells us not B'fanai, but that I'm a Shliach HaGet, let that be the counterweight to the Eid Echad who's Ma'ara. So why does it need these kai b'chosmav? No, what's the answer, L'chaira? What's the answer?
It's about the
It's not right. It's not pshat that now you have an Eid Echad and now you have to stand up to the Eid Echad. Now the Eid Echad was successful in creating an Irur on the Chazakah. Now the Chazakah is no longer the Cheskas what we had before. Now you have to go back to square one. Now you don't have the Chazakah anymore. Now you need this kai b'chosmav. In other words, it's not like the Eid Echad is just bringing here an Eidus of Eid Echad. And then just have another Eid Echad to counter. What are you going to say? He's Kishnayim. Echad is Kishnayim. He's an Eid Echad. The answer is, but Eid Echad is not standing for an Eidus of Eid Echad. Eid Echad is successful at creating Iror. Once you have a Chalos Iror on the get is no longer has its own standing anymore. The get has lost its presumption. Because no presumption of a Cheskas HaGet. Now you need to do Kiyam. There's no shortcut. You can't use the Shliach, you can't use another Eid Echad. You have to go to Kiyum. So that's the vort of why Iror could have been Iror Chad. We're not Rabbi Yochanan who's Machadish. Even though all you're doing is you're creating a Torah's Iror, you're not coming with Eidus. Nevertheless, Iror has to be Shnayim. That's the first part of the Gemara. Yeah.
We see with the Tanya Shrei that Job's asking that it goes back to the Chazakah of Eishes Ish. This would be similarly here if you say that it's that. If it's chad v'chad, right? That if we bring one, if you have the ir chad, and we bring one eight against that, so similarly, that will go back to that. So we'll go back to Eishes Ish.
We'll see about the tosis with the shnayim and shnayim. We'll see, but could be the big difference. Shnayim and shnayim and ir chad v'chad could be. Well, Ma'isa, you neutralize the chad. We have to see. We get the tosis. Where you're coming? I hear where you're coming from. L'chaira, this is the part, though. If Yochanan is Machad, is telling us something we wouldn't have known. So L'chaira, the point is because Iror is its own category, and maybe Iror Chad is a quoted Iror, and therefore we need Rav Yochanan to tell me otherwise. So this is why we can't assume that the Mishnah is referring to Iror Chad, yeah?
If two people come and are made of something, how would we determine whether they're considered Orin or Eden?
I mean, you can have Edom serving as Iror too. The Gemara is going to now continue. Let's continue in the Gemara. Ella, right? What does Orin mean? Ella Iror Trei. Ask the Gemara. So maybe what does Orin mean? Iror Trei. that two Edim come and say that the get is not good. So ask the Gemara, if that's the case, treyu treyninu. Then how can Kim Chosmav work? After all, you have two against two. You have two Edim that say the get's no good. You have the two Edim who are substantiating the Chasimos, and that makes it that the Edim are now speaking out that they're valid. But you have the other one saying it's not, it's Mizuyev. So it's treyu trey. Says the Gemara, my chaz is the samchas ahani, smoch ahani. Why would you see fit to rely on this peer that says that the get is good more than the others say that it's not good? Rely on those who are passing. In other words, so you can't assume that ear is trey, because then it's kind of chosmav would not be sufficient, because I have a treyu trey. Interesting. And without that kasha, what would have been the pshat? This kind of chosmav would have worked when, in the case of this of the seif of the Mishnah, you need this kind of chosmav, and it would have worked. And what about in the reisha of the Mishnah? In Yeshu of Orin is a case of Eretz Yisrael, right? Hamei v'get m'medina sayam, tzarech shiyom b'fanech v'enachtam, and what's the din over there in Yeshu of Orin? What's the din in the Reisha? This is Tosfos and Dav Gimel, right? There, the Seifa is not going on the case of the of Medina Sayyam. Yeshua of Oren is going specifically on the Seifa. That was the Tosfos and Dav Gimel, if you remember. Tosfos, because, right, he assumes Kedava Pashit that it's not going on the Reisha. So it's interesting. What would that mean? The Shriach said, the Fanech. And now, the two Edim say that the get is no good. And what do you say? You believe the Shliach over the Edim? Does that sound right to you? How could the Pshat have been, according to the second suggestion of the Gemara, the Orin Mishnayin, how could we have read the Mishnah anyway? How would the Reisha work out? The Reisha sounds like Orin will not require Kiyum. But if Orin is Shnayim, then how could it be that you won't trust the two Edim if they're two and he's only on Shliach? Okay, so what are you going to say? Well, the Shliach has something going for him. What does the Shliach have going for him? What? Medik Daik, yes. Okay. So Medik Daik is strong enough that we don't accept Edim? That's a big stretch, no? Medik Daik notwithstanding, but they have Shnei Edim saying that it's no good. It's a strong Ha'ara. How could there have been any possibility of Irishnayim in the Gemara? Then what do you do with the Reisha? What can we say in this? I mean, the Balabatish is what the Gemara could have said that too. The Gemara could have asked better. Sometimes the Gemara could ask several questions. The Gemara anyway asks, even in the Seifa, then how could this kind of chosmav work in the Seifa? Because it's two and two. The Gemara could have asked this kasha. And how could it be in the Reisha that you won't need this kind? I don't know. Could that have been in a Chinami? The Gemara could have asked that. Or maybe we'll learn bedochik that Yeshua of Oren goes on the Reisha too. Tosfos has such a possibility in Daf Gimel. Chedushim. Or maybe we're so sure that the Shliach is right that we won't even makabel the Eidim. We don't even want to hear such a thing. Big Chedush. Although the Rambam makes a big deal about saying if the Baal proves the Rambam, so they have the Rambam. The Rambam says that if he comes and says I have a right at Mizuyah. Right after, where's the other Rambam? The Rambam in the Sayyam.
I think I thought the Rambam also mentioned it.
He mentions it here. What he proves it against the Shliach.
Brings a raya. Yeah.
Brings a raya. Yeah. Here's the Rambam. The Rambam says if he brings a raya, then he's believed, as if there's a chiddush to say this. Where's it? That's in a different halacha, no? It's further. They don't have the other. Maybe it's in the back. They have the Rambam in the back. Oh, shkeich. Here, in halacha tes, the Rambam says as follows. Baal she'evi raya, this is in case of a shliach who said b'fanai. Bal Shehevi Raya Berura. She get there, she never will be fun and next by next in the three of four, raise a bottle. Shelo heminu dvarav shel echad she'amar b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam el litchos ira baal she'eni moraya. That was the Shiach has a nemanis when he says b'fanei, even though he's only one aid, is only to deflect an ira baal that doesn't have a proof to support it, just an ira, it's a challenge. It's a taina without a proof. So then we believe the Shiach because it made it daik. Avod mamokam eidim shemachitzim o'selo heminu. But notice, the Rambam has to say it. The Rambam has to tell me something. Kinira, that there's a ksas chidush bedavar, right? So if there's a ksas chidush bedavar, it means that maybe there's a svara you could have thought that the shliach has this ultimate nemanus that we won't even be mesiachis to a raya that the baal will bring us mizuyif. We're not accepting, we're not hearing, we're not listening. We look at it as if there's sheker. We give so much credence to the Shliach ad kedikach that we're not going to even acknowledge the raya that the Baal brings. The Rambam says not that way. But if you see the Rambam had to emphasize it, maybe we would say that this could have been the meaning of the Reisha. Had the Gemara meant that Irishnayim, then in Chanami, b'malkom Shliach who says b'fanai, it would have to mean that we wouldn't even accept the Irishnayim. I mean, see, the Rambam had to tell me a chiddush that the Baal brings a raya. Then of course we're not going to believe the Shliach, but the Rambam had to tell me as a chiddush, a halacha test. So maybe you would argue such a svar that maybe in a chanami, had it been the Yerushnayim, then you would have to say we don't accept the Eidim, we just accept the Shliach. Don't know. That's a big possibility. But again, the Gemara anyway rejects it. So if you want to like what I'm saying, then you say the Gemara could have asked another kasha too. All right, the Gemara asked the kasha from the Sefer itself. It's kind of a chosnav treininu. But the Maisa, you have to think about the Reisha. Okay, so the Gemara concludes, what in fact is the pshat of Odorin? Says the Gemara, Elo Ira Debal. So it's not Chat, not Stam Chat, it's Ira Debal. It's not Shnayim, it's Ira Debal. What is Ira Debal? What makes him special? What gives him a koach to make an Ira? I mean, Ira Dechad is nothing. What makes the Baal special? What allows the Baal's ira to be counted as an ira that requires kiyum? The b'chor, the pashup shot is what? What is the Baal's ira based on? What? He's a Baal Dover. In other words, what you have here is that she wants to remarry. Remarrying based on the get is something that he wants to challenge because his kinyan that he has, Aisha Niknes, his kedushin, her being miskadeshes lo makes her usher la'alma. To say that she's now mikureshes means that the reshus habal is no longer chal on her. The kinyan has been undone. So her hetu nesuin is something that's nogea him, so to speak. That means his kinyan has ended over her. That's why he's tining as a baldover. A baldover can tine. That's why now you need kiyum. That's the pashup shan ir debal. It's an ira mitzad baldover. The famous Biskar Rav that we mentioned a few times, he has this idea that there's a special koyach of the Baal, that he's a namanis, a Baal Ashtar. This is a unique chiddush that we don't have, you know, hard to know where the makor is for such a thing. But that's what Biskar Rav's bart. And it's chur and not, you know, the Pashup Shad the Gemara would be the ear of the Baal as a Baal Dov. What exactly does the Baal say? Maskanas the Gemara, it's an ear of the Baal. What is his specific ear? So let's look carefully at the Lashon Rashi and some of the other Rishonim here. We've been assuming until now the Tanya is Mizuyif, which is what Rashi says back on Dav Beis. When Rashi explains the words of the Mishnah Yeshu of Oren, Rashi gives it the Maskana Sagamara. Shabal Ma'are Shehu Mizuyif. So what is the error of the Baal? That he says that she wrote it, no, it's Lokasavtiv. I didn't write the get. She forged it, it's Mizuyif. That's the Pashup Shat of what the error is. By the way, the Lashon Orin, we have to know. If the Gemara's Maskana says, it's the Baal, why is it Orin, Lashon Rabin? So, what? It's just a phrase, it's a phrase, it's a term. What does it mean, Orin?
It would have said, it would have been singular,
so it's
really,
because the Baal's Koach is like it would be Shnayim, just because it's a Baal Dover. Tosis is going to bring something else, basically, that probably relates to this question. Tosis is going to bring in, we'll get to this probably tomorrow with Rishonim, that there's also something called Ira de Lekuchos, which may or may not be included in the Mishnah as well. So therefore, there could be others that also could be covered by this line of the Mishnah. But if you say it's just a Baal, you have to assume the Baal is a koach to the Na'ara, ki'ilu, as if he was more than one person. But again, not because of the Biskut Rav's bar that he has a special din of Baal Shtar, because he's a Baal Davar, and Heter Nisuan is something that's Megeah him. What is his Taina? Rashi says in the Mishnah, it's Mizui. That's Rashi on Dav Beis. What does Rashi say over here? So the first Rashi that's quoting the words of the Mishnah, Im Yesh Olav Orin L'Poslo. L'Poslo. L'Poslo sounds like, however it might be, a get puzzle. Lav Dafka in the form of, that's Mizuyev. A lot of things are going to disqualify the get. For example, Shelo L'Shma. So for Rashi, that sounds like that will be included in the Orin of the Mishnah. And you get that sense from the very next Rashi and the Rashi that follows. Rashi continues, Yiskayim Bechosmav. Oh, Ha'edim Rashi gives us the two options for Kiyim that we saw back in Davbez and Rashi. Oh, Ha'edim Atzvam Yakiru Shechasmuhu. They themselves recognize that they signed. Oh, Edim Achem Yakiruhu. Veshuvim Bopsul. And then you don't have any Psul at that point. Why the B'nai Eretz Yisrael Vada Bikin Lishma? Because in Eretz Yisrael, we assume that they know Lishma. Interesting. So the Rashi is acknowledging the fact that there's an issue of Lishma, but he says, no, once you have the Kiyum, now there's nothing to worry about. Rav Yochanan, Rashi says, well, Isparish Hecha. The Baal, again, Rashi says, what is the Ira Baal? Habaal Ira Lava Posla. But here we have the question. If the Ira is Mizuyev, then I understand what Yiskayim Bechosmav does to rebut the Ira Baal, because Yiskayim Bechosmav says that there was a legitimate signing of this get, so actually it's not forged. But if the Ira Baal is Shelo L'Shma, for example, so how have you rebutted that Ira in the form of Kiyum? Manafshach. That's just B'nai Yitzhak of B'king L'Shma. Okay, so then what is the Ira Baal about L'Shma going to... What is that? So then what's the point of such an error? You have to find a way to challenge the error. So how have you challenged the error with the Lashon of Rashi? It's not just Rashi. The Pirush Mishnah is the Rambam. You have also the Mashmos in the Rambam. All kinds of different tainus could be what the error is. The Lashon of Rambam, Pirush Mishnah is, Orin Ratzaloma in Ira Baal V'Omar Nilo Girashtia V'Zaget Mizuyeth. Va'anilo kesavtiv, o sheyivso oso betzidei betzad mitzdadei hapaslanus. Also in the Me'iri you get a sense, he has also all kinds of possible ways that the Baal Kamin Ma'ar, the Lashna Me'iri, yomelo kesavtiv o nimlachti v'nafal mimeni. But meanwhile, let's talk about the Lishma. How could an era of Lishma be solved, be countered with Kiyum? Yeah?
We explained earlier that there's a mega reason.
So this is what they say from the Chassam Sofer, probably earlier, that base. Chassam Sofer wants to say that really the basis to tie the Lishma, we're talking now in Eretz Yisrael. You know, it's in Medina Sayyam, let's remind ourselves. In Medina Sayyam, there is a basis to tie the Lishma, Shelo Lishma, according to Rashi, Me'ikar Adin, because according to Rashi, there's always a possibility of maybe Ashkach Kosova Omeid, whatever. There could be an era of Shelo Lishma. According to Tosus, the era of Shelo Lishma is only what, according to Tosus, in Medina Sayyam? Only a Laz issue. For Rashi, though, it could be a real era. But that's only Medina Sayyam, where they're not Bikin Lishma. So there's still a possibility of an era of Shelo Lishma. For Rashi, Mamish, she could make a real suffix. However, in Eretz Yisrael with Kuhn Bikin Lishma. So why would he be able to be Ma'ar Shelo Lishma for everyone knows Lishma? Only because of Amigo. Because he could have said Mizuyev. So this is similar to example for what we find, example with a star, Biyada Malve. And the Lova, and the star is Enam Akuyim. So if the Lova would say it's Mizuyev, then he would require the Malve to do Kiyum. Let's say he chooses not to say Mizuyev. He's Moda that the Shtar was written by him. That's called Moda the Shtar Shiksavo. So it's not a Tainus Mizuyev, but he says, I paid. So that is a machokis, whether he can tain a paraiti. And those who say tzarech kaimo is because they hold that since he could have said mezuyif, so therefore he has a right to the paraiti so long as the shtar is not mekuyim, which means he has his migul. Now that the mekayim the shtar, no longer does he have the option of mezuyif, so therefore he loses his tain a paraiti because the malva has the shtar, and therefore we assume he's not paid. But so long as it's not mekuyim, he has a migul of mezuyif. But once you take away the other possibility of the other taina, then he loses his koach taina of paraiti. Says the Chasam Sofer, so the taina, the error of shelo lishma in Eretz Yisrael, is only can get in the door as an error with a migo or mezuyif. So that's his mahalach. Therefore, all you need to do is prove that it's not mezuyif, in which case the taina shelo lishma will no longer have its footing with a migo mezuyif. That is a Chasam Sofer's approach. Could be we could say a little bit of a different twist on this to answer this, because the Lashon in Rashi, it's not so clear that that's what Rashi means. Rashi is mashma that you could pass in all kinds of ways. It's kain b'chosmav, and Rashi says, and now everything is fine. Rashi doesn't say we remove the migul. Yeah. What, Natalia?
Maybe just to explain that it's that the fact that Rashi explains that it's about the fact that he's in Eretz Yisrael, is because
Chazal explains
that the only reason why
right, that's why there is a migul. Otherwise, he could be Nema without a migul. I hear, and then he wouldn't work. You think Rashi is saying that because of the fact that to tell it's only a migul? Yeah. I hear. Okay, but maybe there's another way to look at it. Maybe the word is that the ir shelo lishma makes us question the kashrus of the get. Because after all, the get is an emakuyim. Once I can create a strengthening of the get, that the get is a healthy get, it's a get that's not mezuyif, now I have no right to start casting aspersions on the get, period. In other words, it's not that I need to go directly to counter the taina of shelo lishma, the ir shelo lishma. What do I strengthen the get? When a get is in a status of an emakuyim, then an iror can weaken it. So the ira could be mezuyif, the ira can be shelo lishma. Lamaisa, the get is in a compromised state. It's a get in the mekuyim. Once I come with kiyum, so now I give the get its boost. The get that's mekuyim, now I'm no longer going to accept an ira of shelo lishma either. I don't need to come directly to counter the shelo lishma. I just have to strengthen the get to give it a presumption of kashrus. A get that is mekuyim is becheskas kashrus. If becheskas kashrus, then we assume it's lishma. Maybe that's the word. So it's not because it's removing the tainus hamigu. It's because it now doesn't allow us to consider possibilities that the get is a problematic get. Maybe that's why miskai bechosmav can work keneged an ear such as shelo lishma, or whatever else the Rambam brings is mashma that I didn't write it, maybe I gave it to her as a bikadon, whatever it is. The answer is a get mekuyim is presumed to be that everything was done properly and there's no questions to be asked on it. Daniel?
So I should have changed from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Sayyam. Like Rashi clearly specified it's only Eretz Yisrael.
So Medina Sayyam, the answer is Mestama, that Medina Sayyam, part of the halacha, according to Rabbah, was that the Chachamim were Metake in Defanai, and the Chachamim specifically gave the dispensation to be able to be Ma'arit Shelo Lishma, because they became Lishma. So Kozen Nechles Bechad Etakana. You're 100% right. Lamaisa began Mekuyim. But Lamaisa, because of Shelo Lishma, that. It could be that was a special halacha. In the Rambam, for example, it doesn't even sound in the Rambam that the tainus was shelo lishma. Irur doesn't really usually mean shelo lishma. But hagufa, if there's halacha of shelo lishma, according to Rabbah, of v'deshe b'kin lishma, then that also brings with it the koach the taina and the ma'ar shelo lishma. And especially since according to Rashi, it is more common that people might not have the idea of lishma. But in Eretz Yisrael, so true, if you have an error on a getcha in Mekuyim, you can throw even an arrow called shelo lishma at it. But all you need to do to respond is make the get a healthy get. When the get's a healthy get, no longer do I have, as Rashi says, now he reads the Rashi also. Not Rashi doesn't mean because of the migul. Rashi means because after all, the etzem people know lishma. Elamai, Kozman, the get was in the compromised state. You can start tining what you want. Maybe they didn't know lishma, even though they know lishma. Maybe this get they didn't know lishma. The sofer was lishlamin. But once you mekayim the get is presumed to be a totally fine get. Now we don't have any chashas anymore because they know lishma and eretz yisrael. But if it was a get she'in mekuyim, then the era could still be whatever it is, including shelo lishma. This would be the way to another possible way to read the Rashi without going to the migo issue. Bechal, it's hard to know. I think maybe Rav Nachum points out migo by a tainas baldavar, by a baal, the era habaal is with a migo. I don't know. Is that really where you find migo? Migo is maybe tainas baldavar. Can also add that baldavar in the din Torah, I guess. The Biskav Rav pshat, according to Biskav Rav, the whole koach of the Baal to Ma'ariz because of Bezuyif. Chor Shelo Lishma. Right? I think he was assuming that that was the whole Yisod of the
textbook. Rabbi pointed out the difficulty back on that
Gimel. Yeah.
When you read it, Rashi doesn't say anything.
Uki Chad
L'Badichad. He says it the second time on Rava, which is actually a din in the...
Right, there he would be more than just Chad, right?
And he doesn't, right. That doesn't say anything, so
right,
someone says
right,
something.
Right. That was one of ours we had, yes. I forget already who's first, but anyway. Okay, Aryeh.
What was the word that we said in Tosos about like Eid Mesira, that the Eid Chasima tells Eid Mesira in like Mistama HaKol Be'ashan Asa? I mean, isn't that kind of what we're
saying? That's a different... Well, that's a word specifically. Yeah, the Eid Chasima can now tell us that there were Eid Mesira. Yeah.
Everything was done, but
that's a specific type of nansadi relating to the AD to assume the word AD Mesira. But you're saying in some ways it's the same thing. We know that the get is considered a proper get, now we assume everything was behechsher. Also, could be similar. Yeah.
How does the kiyum actually show the kashrus of the get regarding the Lishma?
The answer is because once the get is viewed as authentic, then the get speaks for itself. The get that's considered mekuyim, we don't question. We don't question again on any grounds.
The aspect of kiyum is just whether the signatures are
right. Right, but the answer is it's not just the technical information that the signatures are good. It's that the get has a koach of being presumed as a get kasher. Once it's not mitzvah, the get is presumed to be a get kasher in all ways. Look, you brought the dogma from Tosfos. If you had Eidi Mesira, Eidi Chasima, now we can assume that the Mesira was also done properly. I guess that's exactly a perfect analogy, but the idea is that a get kasher is presumed to be kasher b'chol open of kashrus. The only reason that could have been an Eir Shelo Lishma to begin with, don't forget, it's Eretz Yisrael, the Kiyum Lishma, was because the get was a compromised get. So now you can start being ma'ar on a compromised get. When the get is considered to be a get that's a perfect get, now we don't assume it's, we don't start thinking it's Shelo Lishma. That no longer the ear has any basis anymore. Yeah, Aaron?
Rabbi's idea, so Rashi and that phase, we have to say.
Yes, so why to Miyash of the two Rashis, I don't know. In other words, Rav Nachum doesn't come out with a clear answer. He wanted to say something, but he rejects it. Why did Rashi say one thing on Daf Beis and one thing on Daf Tes? Why did Rashi and Daf Beis say, Baal's Marashu Mezuyif, and over here, the Rashi says, Uposlo? Yeah, I don't know. Why did Rashi switch?
If the first answer, it's not a problem.
Yeah, but Rashi still could have put in that base whatever. I mean, the Maaseh, the Mishnah is still saying the same words. So if it concludes Shelo Lishma, Rashi could have put it in the post. Well, Rashi specifically said Mezuyif. Because the root of the time, the koach of the ear stems from Mezuyif. So Rashi said Mezuyif.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks. So why did Rashi change that? Why did Rashi Mefarish one way in that base and one way in that base? To show, but what? So Rashi could have said right away. What?
When a guy comes inside and says, not Lishma, what's he doing? He's carrying like a bat that's up against an arrow.
If what?
The guy, when his aura is showing Lishma, what's he doing? Like, he's creating a chazaka the other way? Like,
no, he's making an argument that the get was not kosher because it was nechtav Shelo Lishma. No. He said the get's not kosher for Gerishin. He's making a tain against the get that it's not a kosher get for a gerishin.
I'm saying because don't we have a ruv bakin? So why would we accept it if ruv chazak ruvah?
Again, because so long as the get, so according to Chassam Sefer, because of Migu, that was Chassam Sefer's way, because he could have said mizuyif. So even though, just like Paraiti, when he has a shtmav as a star, most likely he didn't pay. He would have taken the star back. But since he could have also said that to mizuyif, so he believed. So long as it's in a state of not nimekuyim, he could always hold on to his taina paraita, even though the shtar chaviyani maivai, even though the malv has the shtar, so it's a weaker taina. But since he could have tainted mizuyif, so he can also taina paraita. So here too, he could have said mizuyif, it's enimekuyim. So he chose to say no. I'm saying shelo lishma, but because of amigo mizuyif, he could say that. That's the chsam sofer's approach. And we're saying, stop, a shtar shen mekuyim lends itself to all kinds of possible irurin, but once it becomes mekuyim, then we don't even entertain such possibility. Yeah.
Rabbi was addressing Daniel's question before about Medina Sayyam, that there might be a special exception by Lishma, but then wouldn't that also be Talayan? What about all the other cases the Rambam brings that are not just Lishma?
So right. So it could be that the Rambam didn't mention those cases because the Rambam in Chanami, that's my Raya, because the Rambam didn't mention, because basically an error is not Shelo Lishma, but because of Rabbah, the Takana allows you also to make an ear shelo lishma. But the etzem, the Rambam seems to have examples. The Rambam gives examples of well, kasavti, right? In when the Rambam gives you the examples, or here you have the Rambam says, what does Rambam say in the Pirsha Mishnah? What are the examples that he gives over there?
Yeah.
What?
Days it's time Sunday.
Yeah, but then he gives you examples, right? Doesn't he say?
Mm-hmm.
I doesn't say specific examples. Maybe in the Hilchos Gerushin he gives you examples.
What's the theory?
Lo girashtia me'olam. That's an halacha base. But in one of the other halachas, I think he gives you specific examples, like pikadon and things like that. But he never mentions specifically the ear of Shelo Lishma. That's what's interesting in the Rambam. But it could be that the main ear is that I gave it to our not the Torah's Gerishin. That's the main type of an ear. But Shelo Lishma, according to Rabbah, you can also be Ma'ar Shelo Lishma as well. But that's the Takana. Okay, let's see what Tosfos has to say in this. Says Tosfos, via Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara rejects the possibility of Ir being Ir Echad because of Rabbi Yochanan's statement. Where did he say it? Omar ben Utam, the Iker Milsad Rabbi Yochanan Itmar Bepek Basic Subis, Gabi Pukta de Maun Kunal Piet Echad. The Afagav Dosim Nami Maisi Le Kirish de Maisi Lacha, so don't be misled. Even though it's like, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, it sounds like he said somewhere else. Omar said the headquarters is that very place, and we were pointing out that it's interesting there, the Lashon is a Divi Hako, which actually fits very well with that particular context. Yet Tosfos there as Mosif a little bit more, just in terms of trying to work out how that we can parallel our Gemara to that Gemara. That's more than again the Tosfos there in Daf Chavav. And he says it sort of evens out. The case over there had to do with Umaskana in the Gemara there. The Gemara says that there was a call, and then came the Eid Achad. And then came two other people that said Ben Grusha. So, since the Ko is negated, it's sort of like the same as our situation also. That's what Tosfos continues over there in Ksuvis. Okay, now the Gemara had a kasha. If you assume that Ir is Shnayim, says the Gemara, then how could his Kaiba Chosmav be enough? Says the Gemara, Treyu Trey Ninu. My Chazdis, the Sam Chazani, Smocha Hani. So Tosfos adds the following. Smocha Hani. Rely on which ones? On the ones that say that it's Mizuyif, on the two Eidin Dal Ma'are, Sheposin HaChasima, that's the Hani, Lukma Becheskas Eishas Ish. And let's establish her Becheskas Eishas Ish. So the Pashup Shot in Tosfos is, what do Tosfos need to add this? In other words, L'chaira, the point is that you don't have the knowledge of which peer of Eidin to believe. You have the peer of Edom that say that the get is mizuyif. You have the peer of Edom that say that the get is not mizuyif, the mekayim the chasimos. So, memela, what are you going to do? You can't allow this get, you can't let her remarry, and she remarries, she has to leave, because you don't know what the status of the get is. Tosfos takes it a step further. Tosfos says, v'luk b'becheskes eishes ish. Why do Tosfos need to say that? Let's say you don't have cheskes eishes ish, but I have trey or trey, that alone. So I have a suffix. I don't know. How can I let her stay married? No. Lamaisa, is it a cheskes eshesish? Yes. Okay, so Tosus gives you the amos. Cheskes eshesish, right? At first glance, maybe Tosus just tells you. Lamaisa. Yeah, so it's not just a suffix, it's a vaday. The chazaka is machriya here, that we presume that she was not divorced because she was originally a married woman. We don't know if the get was valid or not. So there is a cheskes eshesish. Why did Tosus need to add that? Maybe Tosus was read by the Lashna Gemara. Dibra HaMaska of Tosus is what? Smoch Ahani. It doesn't say in the Gemara, my chaz is the samachas Ahani, tfei mehani. It doesn't say, well, why rely on these, meaning on those who say the get is kosher, more than the others? My chaz is smoch Ahani, why rely on those who say that the get is kosher? Smoch Ahani, rely on those who say the get is no good. What do you mean, smoch? I mean, we're giving more weight, smoch, to those who pass. Why are we giving more weight to that? Ah, because it's just ish. The Tosus Dibra HaMaschil, smoch, and it's Pusach HaSim. Tosus is led by the Lashna Gemar. The Lashna Gemar sounds like it's not just a suffix HaShakul. It's a suffix that's been resolved through the Cheskes HaShish in favor of those who are passive. That's what Chora Tosus wanted to do. That's what one could have said. However, the Mashah brings in a whole other dimension, a whole other layer to this Tosus. What are the words of the Mashah? For here we need a little background, but let's just read the words of the Mashah. Mashah says, what Tosus means is like this. Suppose in a chasima v'nukma b'cheskes eshes ish, alpi Mashah amru b'perek dalet achin, de trey u'trey sfeika d'rabbanan hi, ilav d'nukma cheskes eshes ish. What is the Rasha referring to? Treyu, trey, in other words, there are different types of suffix. Let's take example of a suffix gerushin, right? So you can have a case like this. A person throws the get to the woman, and you don't know if it was karav suffix, karav lo, suffix, karav lo. These are cases of pergazorek. So that's a suffix gerushin. That's one example of suffix gerushin. I'll give you another case of suffix gerushin. He throws the get to the woman. So the halacha is, Mishnah is tell us later, karav lo migureshes, karav lo migureshes. So I don't know. It's a suffix where it landed. What if you have one peer of Eden that say that it landed karav lo? And the other peer of Eden say it was landed karav lo. So it's also a suffix if it was karav lo, suffix karav lo. But now there's a whole other layer to the suffix. It's not just that we are mistapik where it landed. We also have now two Edim on either side. That creates a different type of a suffix. That's called a suffix trey u'trey. Trey u'trey is a unique type of status of suffix, and there's a shaka v'tar in the Gemara, Yevamos Lamed Aleph, that the Mashar is alluding to, that from that shaka v'tar, you see from the Gemara, there's a shaila in the Gemara, whether we say trey u'trey is called a sveika de oraisa or a sveika de rabbana. What does it mean to say it's a suffix de oraisa versus a suffix de rabbana? Meaning to say that when you have edim on either side, it might be harder to be machriya with chazaka. Because l'maisa, two Edim have the greatest nemanis in the world. So they're not going anywhere. So now, bring a chazaka into the mix. But you still have Edim that are on the other side. What would happen if you bring another peer of Edim on one side? Have you changed the equation? No, because trey kameya. Bring another peer of Edim. It's not the Lamaisa, you always have the same koach of Edim to counter them. So what? Bring a chazaka in. Still, but you still have Edim on the other side. So to say sveika de oraisa is to say like this, that chazaka cannot be machriya in a suffix or trey u'trey. To say sveika de rabbanan means that no, that even though it's trey u'trey, but chazaka has what to tell you. But midrabbanan, they're machmir not to follow chazaka. Midrabbanan. Now, by mamanis, it doesn't always work that way, because mamanis, it's not hard to say what's a chumer, what's a kula. So the Gemara, for example, over there, in discussing this question of sveika deraisa sveika drabban, has the following. First, it discusses a case that has to do with a woman who may have been divorced, and if she was, and it's a shaila trey or trey, two of them say it was karvla, something karvla. Now, the ramifications are the following. This woman had a co-wife. Now, this woman who might be divorced is an erva to the yavam. In other words, the husband who gave this possible get has a brother and no children. The halacha is, the first Mishnah Yavama says, that if the co-wife is a co-wife to a woman who's an erva to the yavam, then the halacha is that she's pater from yavam and chalitza because of the fact that she's a tsaras erva. That's the first Mishnah Yavamas. The question is, maybe she wasn't a tsaras erva, because maybe that woman who's an erva to the yavam was divorced. But it's a suffix because of the treyu trey. That's the context of that Gemara, without getting too much into detail. So the Gemara discusses that issue in terms of Sveika deraisa, Sveika derabbana, and what do we keep machriya with chazaka? In connection to that, the Gemara brings another case of trey utrei, and that's the famous case called Barshatya. Barshatya was a person who sometimes was lucid, sometimes he was insane. So it's called Barshatya for that reason, right, Shota? And he made a sale, and the shaila is, was he normal at the time of the sale? And the suffix was a trey utrei suffix. Two Adam said, Kishu Chalim Zavin, he sold it when he was lucid, so the sale should be valid to the Lokeach. And two other Adam said, Kishu Shota Zavin. And the Gemara says that, what do we do? So you could say, leave the Lokeach, have the land already, he's sitting on the land. But the Gemara says, no, give it back to the Marakama. So the Gemara wants to use that as a raya, that Sveikad Rabbana. So again, by Mamanis, it's not the same as in terms of the Zinyanim of that Chazak, but the Gemara is assuming that were to be a Sveika Doraisa, then you should basically step back and leave the land where it is by the buyer. That's Pashup Shat in the Gemara. Kibbeke says it should be Achloko, but that's a Chiddush. Pashup Shat, leave the land where it is. But instead, what are you doing? Take it away from the person who got it, give it back to Barshatya. Why? Because Midoraisa, there's what to foul Chazakah. So what Chazaka steps in and operates? Cheskas Marakam. That's the Gemara. It's a little bit of background on what this Indian is about. So the Gemara has this back and forth about whether Trey Trey is Feka Doraisa, meaning that Chazaka cannot be Machria in the context of a suffix that now has within it this new dimension of Trey Trey in it. Chazaka can't change the equation. Maisa is always going to be Edom on either side, so Chazaka can't be Machria. And Sveikad Rabbana means that Midaraisa Chazaka has what to say. The Rabbanan are generally machmir not to foul Chazaka, but not always. The Chum could have. What is the Masha trying to do for Atosus? So the Kiva Eger learns Pshat and Masha, and Mamish asks a Pella Kakasha on Tosus, on the Masha. He understands the Masha like this, that the Masha is saying Bidas Atosus. Tosus says, Smocha Hani, Benuk Becheskeseshesish. So, by the way, I mean, this question, Sveika Deraisa Sveika Derabbana, is two lines of Gemara, Yevamos Lamed Aleph. Where does that leave us? Tosus consistently holds that we assume it's a Sveika Derabbana. Midaraisa, Chazaka can step in, even in the face of a suffix of Trey Utrei. Derabban often says otherwise. What does that depend on? That could be another question. Maybe they cancel each other out, it's as if they don't exist anymore, so now you don't look as if there are Eidim here, it's as if it's now just a suffix for itself. Maybe that's why Chazaka could be Machriya Midaraisa. So it's Kamad Lesnu Dami, maybe some other Svara. But Tosa says that Midaraisa Chazaka has what to say. Sveika Derabbana means that Midaraisa, again, Sveika Derabbana means that Chazaka cannot be Machriya. Sveikad Rabbana means a Midaraisa, Chazaka has what to say. Rabbana said, comes the Masha and says, what is Tosus trying to do over here? Al pi Masha Amar Trey Trey Sveikad Rabbana he ilav the Nukma Cheskes Eishes Ish. In other words, says the Mashal, the Bekin Eger. What's the Mashal trying to say? If Trey Trey will be a Savik Daraisa, then the Kash is obvious. Why is the Kash obvious? Because Savik Daraisa means I'm not Machri with Chazaka. The Savik Daraisa. So the Gemara is asking perfect, without anything to add. But since Trey Trey is a Savik Darabana, which is what Tosis always holds, so Trey Trey is Savik Darabana means that Midoraisa, you do fal chazaka. So now you have to add another line to the Gemara's kasha. Smocha hani, because of cheskes esh esh. But if we were to hold tzveika doraisa, then the kasha would be a kasha regardless. So says Masha, my kivikiri pshat in the Masha. Clear? Repeat it? Okay. If you see, you'll see inside. Is that tamua? What does it mean? Trei trei sveika drabana. Midoraisai fal chazaka. What type of chazaka? Why would rabbanan only the rabbanan say not to fal chazaka? They're machmir. Because midoraisa, I could use a chazaka. What type of chazaka? A cheskas heter. But if there's no cheskas heter, so it's just still a sveika doraisa. So then why do you have to come out to Cheskes Esh Esh Esh? Again, what does Tosus mean? Sveika Drabbanan means that Midaraisa, I found Chazaka. What type of Chazaka? Midaraisa, I could use a Cheskes Heter. What's the Cheskes Heter? Doesn't answer. Two pieces of Bikivega from the Chuvas. Doesn't stem Pshat in the Masha. Okay. How did he learn Pshat in the Masha? That were it to be a Safik Doraisa, then you wouldn't need to come on to the Cheskes Esh Esh Esh. Because you don't file chazaka. But it's since they get rabbanon, so with the rice I file chazaka, so now I need to come on the cheskes esh esh esh. Understand? Sveikad rabbanon means with the rice I file chazaka. What type of chazaka would I follow? Cheskes heter. Where's the cheskes heter? So, what does Tosfos have to say? What does Tosfos mean? That if it's something, the rabbanan midoraisa, it would be okay. I would follow chazaka. What chazaka? So seemingly the answer to Rabbi Kivega's kasha would have to be found in Pnei Yeshua. He says it his own way, but Kein Dvarav, and this someone is telling this in Thinking Seder, Natan, there is a cheskas heter here. The cheskas heter is not the woman. What is it that has a chazaka that you could call a cheskes heter here? The get. In other words, the get was presumed to be a kosher get. Now, we don't know whether the get is mezuyif or not mezuyif, and that's the trey or trey. Now plug in the variable called sveika doraisa, sveika drabbanan. Sveika doraisa means that midoraisa, I don't reckon with chazaka. Once trey or trey is on the scene, chazaka is not going to change the balance of the suffix. Treyu trey means I have koach avedim on either side. Chazaka can't speak to such a situation. Sveika drabbanan means that no, that midoraisa chazaka can still weigh in, but the chachamim say no. The machmir. Kveg is asking sveika drabbanan means midoraisa fal chazaka, but where's the cheskes heter? And Tosfos is trying to say I need to come out the cheskes esh 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 because otherwise I have a cheskes heter. What type of cheskes heter? The answer is cheskas heter is the get. The cheskas heter is the get. If I don't know the get's kashan, I presume initially the get was a good get. So that would have been the cheskas heter. So had it been sveika the oraisa, then I wouldn't foul chazaka. Trey or trey, finished. So kasha is good. The Gemara is asking without any additions. Trey or trey, forget it. Don't bring chazakas in. Now I have a problem. How can she stay married? That would have solved everything. But given that sveika, Trey Trey Sveika Drabbanan, says the Masha. Sveika Drabbanan means a midoraisa fal chazaka. So what's the equivalent of the cheskas heter over here? Plug it in. The cheskas heter is the cheskas haget. So now the Gemara is asking, but even so, cheskas haget, yeah, but what else do I have? Cheskas esh esh. If The Cheskas Eishas Ish is going to win out. Now you have to know why that is true. How does Cheskas Eishas Ish, so why do you give more credence to Cheskas Eishas Ish than the Cheskas I get? Now we have to try to work a little bit better. But this is the basic approach. So the Peshua says it one way. Let's see what we can say outside, what we can say. You have a Cheskas Heter to get. So why does Cheskas Eishas Ish triumph? Let it be the Cheskas I get. No? What could you say? Again, the basic moving parts are the following. Treyu trey sveika doraisa means chazaka cannot step in a treyu trey suffix. It's viewed as a deadlock. Treyu trey, chazaka can't be machria. If that were true, says according to Mekvigos' understanding of the Mashan and Tosfos, if that were true, the Gemara is simple. The Kasha is simple. Don't bring in chesmuchani because you have treyu trey, finished. You can't let us stay married. That's it. Nothing else to add. Why does Tosis add Cheskas Eishas Ish? Because Tosis holds Lashita so that we assume Sveika Drabana. Trey Trey Sveika Drabana means Midaraisa Chazaka has what to say in the context of a Sveika Trey Trey. Midrabana, we're more Machmir. But Midaraisa, we have Chazaka that would work. And therefore, we have to add here that there is Midrabana, we still don't let her stay married because Cheskas Eishas Ish. Were not for that, maybe the Chum wouldn't be Machmir. As for B'kibbe Eger, but what do you mean? What kind of Chazak would you have to be Matir her without Cheskas Eishas Ish? There's no Cheskas Heter, so why would it be any, not a Kasha without adding Tosis to saying it? The same point. There's nothing to say. You have a Safik and you don't have any Cheskas Heter. The answer is you have a Cheskas Heter. What's a Cheskas Heter? The get. So now what does Tosis mean? But the Gemara is asking, but you have Cheskas Eishas Ish. So, okay, so why are you saying, why are you giving more credence to Cheskas Eishas Ish more than Cheskas Heter of the get? Yeah?
Because you have two pairs of Eidim going.
No, you have two pairs of Eidim talking about whether the get is Kasher or not Kasher, whether it's Mizuyif or not Mizuyif. You have before they came on the scene, you have a presumption that the get is Kasher. if Trey Trey Sveika Durabanan means that Midoraisa, I can use Chazaka here even in the face of other Eidim to say against it. So even though it's a Trey Trey, but Chazaka has what to say. What is Chazaka? Chazaka is the get is Becheskas Kashrus. But Tosis says, no, but the Gemara is asking, Smocha Hani, rely on the get, on the Eidim that pass over the get because of Cheskas Eishas Ish. Why does that win over the Cheskas
HaGet? Because the get is not Mekuyim.
If the get, if she's, what? The get is not Mekuyim, then there's no Cheskas, but that's good for what's at stake. Is the get legitimate or not? That's part of that's what the Trey Trey is about. And Trey Trey lends itself to a Chazaka. That's Sveika D'Rabbanan. Midaraisa, there is a Chazaka that can be Machriya. Again, that you're saying Sveika D'Rabbanan. We're going Sveika D'Rabbanan. Sveika D'Rabbanan is exactly what you just said. Sveika D'Rabbanan means that once you have Trey Trey, don't bring me Chazakas. Let's just say like this. Chazakas is not going to be any better than another pair of Eidim. Another pair of Eidim just makes it 2 against 4, 2 against 6, 2 against 100. It's still Trey Kameh. It's still Trey Trey. Chazakas is not going to change the reality. It's still a Trey Trey Suffolk. It doesn't go anywhere. That's called Sveika D'Rabbanan. Sveika D'Rabbanan says no. Even by a Trey Trey, Chazaka can step in and be Machriya the Suffolk. Explain it as you wish. Maybe it's a Hanhaga. It comes through the back door. The Suffolk is what it is, but there's still a way to be say what you want, but that's what it means, Sveika D'Rabbanan. But D'Rabbanan say, be Machmir anyway. Says the Rasha, according to Rabbi Kibeger, since it's Sveika D'Rabbanan, therefore we would have gone after Chazaka Midaraisa. Therefore, we needed to add to the Kasha of the Gemara another few words. Smocha Hani, because of Cheskas Eishas Ish. What would have been the Cheskas Heter here? So, Pnei Yeshua already points out, without Rabbi Kibbeger or anything else, just without the Mashah, he says, second, Kavanasim Bazeh, the Afs Eidikim Heim Eidim Acherim. You can't say, Uki Trey Eidikim, Wadi Trey Ma'arim, V'nisha Aget B'Cheskaso. Why? The Kavan Sheedim Hama'arim posted Machasima. Sulo Shaykh Lomar Uki Gerachas Kasa, the Trey Kameya. Hare Hama'arim Machishim Edia Hasima, Vigam Edia Kiyum. Mishmachi Uki Itzabachaskas Eshesish. So what does he say? You have the two Edim that are Trey or Trey that say that there's no valid Hasima. So you can't use the cheskas again because that itself, that's maybe what you mean. The cheskas again itself is negated by the other Aiden that say that it's forged. So then what chazaka is going to step in ultimately, but then according to the Pnei Yeshua, you really didn't have the cheskas heter. It's sort of like, it's a mirage. We're trying to say there is a cheskas heter to get, but yet, I'm not sure Pnei Yeshua is exactly the way to save us. Pshat Namasha. He says it on his own, but he's using the terminology of the Yeshua of Cheskas Kashrus is helping us in the Mashah, but not the way that he does it. The way he does it, it comes out, you erase the whole Cheskas Heter, because it really isn't. I'd like to try to say that there is a Cheskas Heter, but the Cheskas Ishish is going to be able to win over that. And that's what Tosis will mean of the Mashah. Yeah.
Maybe we could say the Cheskas Ishish is stronger because although it's a byproduct of the tainas against the get, there's no direct tainas against the fact that she's an Eishes Ish, but there are tainas against the fact that the get is a good get. I mean, there's nobody saying she's not an Eishes Ish.
I'll tell you. Maybe what you're both saying the same thing. Maybe like this. Maybe the point is there's a lushan of the Tosis of Rashi. I think I gave it to you to look at when he quotes this Tosis. The lushan, maybe the Rush also like this. What is the lushan about Tosis? As quoted, what does it say? Smoch ahani shpos esima the vilukma becheskes eshesish, right? Vilukma. Smoch ahani shposin vilukma becheskes eshesish. Lashon of the Tosfos Harash. Who has it? No. What is the lashon Tosfos Harash? De, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, very interesting. Smoch ahani shaposna chasima di ukma b'cheskes. What's di ukma? What is cheskes ishesish doing here? It's taking sides in the trail tray. In other words, what the cheskes ishesish is doing is saying, which one should I trust? I have a suffix, it includes a trail tray. The cheskes ishesish is going to come in and say, these are the edim that I'm going to accept as the true edim, as the right Adam is telling the truth. So it's Cheskes Ishesh is the way that it's coming to break the logjam of the Trey Utrey and therefore establish them as the correct Adam. The Lashon of the Rush in the Pesukim, I think it's also like that. In the back, we'll see the Rush later for other Nyanin, for the issue for tomorrow, of the Ksuba. But in terms of this part, the Lashon of the Rush is similar. He says, look how he puts it. Treinenu usmoch ahani sheposin chasima veuki itza v'cheskes eshesish. I guess it's similar to Tosis then, right? Veuki itza v'cheskes eshesish. It sounds also to me like that. Sheposin achasima veuki v'cheskes eshesish. That's what it's doing. The cheskes eshesish is telling me, trust the Eidim that disqualify the get. So therefore, that's why the Cheskas Eishes Ish is going to be the Machria and not the Cheskas Aget. Because the Cheskas Aget itself is subject to the question. So if that's all there is, then okay, maybe you could say Trey or Trey, Midaraisa there's Chazaka, but what if Cheskas Eishes Ish is going to be better? Cheskas Eishes tells me which pair of Adam to follow, which pair of Adam are correct. So it's because of the Cheskas Eishes Ish that I assume the Adam that are passing again are going to be the correct ones. Avi, yeah?
Maybe because on
Cheskas
Heter is only if there's no
Cheskas Heter. Asking, there's no Cheskas Heter, period. He doesn't understand the Mashah at all. He says, the Mashah is saying that Tosis needs to add Ugin Becheskas Heter Ish, because Tosis Shita is Trey Seged Rabbana, Midoraisa Debi Chazaka. Therefore, without saying that, the Kasha doesn't need to add Cheskas Heter Ish. But now that Yehod Sfikid Rabbanan, now there's Chazaka that would work Midaraisa, so now I need to come on to something else. Cheskas Ishesh, Esther Masha, why Midaraisa would it work with Chazaka if you have a Cheskas Heter? So Sfikid Rabbanan means that Midaraisa, there's Chazaka of Heter, Chan say what's be Machmir. Where's Chazaka of Heter here? So we're in the same place as before. How could you, what do you need to add what Tosis is adding? So we're answering that, what you would have had here, the equivalent of Cheskas Heter is Cheskas Aget. Now I'm asking you, so why does Cheskas Ishesh get more credence of Cheskas Heter? So the Pnei Yeshua says, without the Mashal, without the Givet, just says, plain and simple, you can't reckon with Cheskas Aget because that goofer is part of what the Trey is is revolving around. So you can't use that part of the equation. And therefore, you're left with Cheskes Eish Ish. Okay? But we're trying to say maybe within the Masha, so then we have to sort of still allow for the Cheskes again to be Kayam, but see the Cheskes Eish Ish as being the Koveya here, and that's what Tosis was coming to build out of this entire line of Gemara. That there's a Trey Seika, but get without the whole Masham Kiv Eger, I would have just said, Tosis tells you the Emes. That's it. The Emes is that the Cheskes Eish Ish, fine, let's just give that, throw that at as well, and Meg without it, also good. But meanwhile, Smocha Ani, that's also, and then we would have been able to go on to the next Tosis, right? But the Masham made it more hard for us. He gave us a whole Gemara in Yavam Eslamet Aleph, and he says, that's what Tosis means to add, and now we have to figure out Kiv Eger's Kasha and try to answer it. Okay, if not for that, we would just learn Tosis in a more simple way. Okay. Okay, so that's kind of what we're saying, but the question is how to say it. Okay.